Good morning.
Oh, yeah. 2020.
Oh, no, a dinosaur is coming in 2021.
No, it's not in 2021. Dinosaurs. It would have came in 2020, morons, because it's been a bad year.
Well, the day's not over yet, buddy. Way to go. You jinxed us. Way to go. Way to go.
Yeah, you jinxed 2021.
Year's not over yet. Way to go, moron. God.
2021's full of cool stuff like...
I don't know. A dinosaur Terminators would be... Dinosaur would be pretty cool to see.
If it doesn't eat you, I guess.
Yeah. Like, I think at this point, if they actually did make dinosaurs, we'd all be like, okay, this is pretty cool. But, question, have you guys seen Jurassic Park? Like, right. That would be the first...
Have you made the cage?
Yeah.
Not the ones from the movie either, because those don't work.
Don't... Wait, what dinosaur did you make? Did you just make, like, the nice leaf-eater ones, or did you make... Oh, you made raptors. Okay. Did you? Obviously, you guys didn't pay attention to Jurassic Park at all.
Like, maybe make a few with the flat teeth first, you know?
Yeah. Let's just get some vegetarian dinosaurs out there, okay?
Yeah.
Some leaf feeders. And then if we can control that, maybe then we look at some small ones with teeth. Possibly. Possibly.
Is it a bronchiosaurus? Even though knowing those things wouldn't eat you, I mean, dude, I'd faint.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine seeing? Whoa.
Just turn the corner. Oh, my God. That's insane. Covered in feathers.
Oh, yeah, we forgot to tell you about the bronchiosaurus.
Oh, you didn't get the dinosaur memo. Yeah, we sent one out.
Jesus, man.
It was buried in the terms and agreements for the new Apple, Apple contract.
Right.
Well, I didn't know. That was on page 86.
Nobody raised that.
Come on. Well, look, we put it in there. It said dinosaurs are coming, man. You now own a dinosaur, just so you know. I can't feed this thing. It's ridiculous. It's so stupid.
What do they eat?
Dino stuff. Let's see.
Dino chow.
Dino chow. All right, we ruined it. Let's go. It's time for your morning dump.
The morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump. Yeah. Your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Oh, I screwed that up. Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it up. Well, Hunter, it's the end of an era. The last five episodes of Jeopardy, hosted by Alex Trebek, will air next week.
Really? So, like, the last five that haven't aired, you're saying?
That haven't aired. New episodes. Mm-hmm. New episodes. The show has added some extras, including a message from the host. He worked on the show up until 10 days before his death from pancreatic cancer back in November. Wow. Greatest of all time, Jeopardy champ Ken Jennings will take over as guest host for now until they find a permanent one. So we'll see how he does. But
wow,
weird.
Really?
Weird. You know, and what's interesting about the age that we're at, you know, getting older and everything like that, and I'm sure our folks and grandparents have all, you know, seen this and dealt with this, but I guess I never thought about Alex Trebek dying. You know, everyone does.
It is. It's kind of strange to think about. You know, another one was Bob Barker. Like, it was like, really, Drew Carey? But now you kind of watch it and you're like, all right, you know, it's just kind of a thing now.
Well,
It is weird because he's been there for so long.
Yeah, you know? And you got to move on. People aren't going to be here forever. You know, it's kind of like in sports when people get mad at the guy coming up after a legend leaves. You know, it's like, well, he's got to retire. He can't do this forever. We got to move on. You know, no, you bring him back right now. It's like, we can't.
No, you retire the team. That's what you do.
That's it. When he's gone, this is done.
We're all done.
I think they'll find something. And who knows? Maybe Ken Jennings will do a great job and could see a permanent host, you know?
You know? What if they, like, totally changed, you know, the whole show?
See, that's what they've done with some things like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Like, it's different now, you know? I don't know. Yeah. But we'll see. Either way, might be some episodes. I haven't watched Jeopardy in a long time, but I do have the antenna hooked up now, so I may throw on some of the last episodes and have myself a good cry. One because Alex is gone, and two because I don't know any of the answers, and I'm a moron.
That's very true. Wait, what? They might as well have Steve Harvey do it, you know?
Oh, God.
He's done everything
else. I swear to God, if they have Steve Harvey do it. I'm going to write a strongly worded letter to all the game show networks and be like, is this guy got anything else to do? God.
We went from mustache-wielding Alex Trebek to Mr. Potato Head.
Mr. Potato Head. He's great, though. He's fantastic.
He is.
If that, so there you go. Check that out. That's coming up. Well, if that extra large coffee in the morning still doesn't do it for you, Dunkin' Donuts has just unveiled something that might finally make your hands tremble uncontrollably. They're calling it extra charged coffee because it has 20% more caffeine than the regular stuff.
Jeez,
oh, yeah.
Dude, you don't need any more.
Right in my vein.
You
just
don't need any more caffeine, especially you, Brock, dude. You need to chill out on the, your heart's going to explode. Our buddy the other day, Ben, we hang out with Ben a lot.
Yeah.
He's like, man, I'm feeling a little jittery today. I'm like, yeah, you all right, dude? He's like, yeah, I just had like 2 pots of coffee today.
Yeah.
Like 2 pots of coffee?
Here's the problem. Here's the problem with coffee.
That's why you're jittery, bro. Yeah.
I don't know why I feel this way, man. I feel really weird, man. I don't know what's going on, man. Here's the problem with coffee. Here's the problem with coffee is that it cools down so fast, so you drink it fast. I don't trust people that sip coffee for like hours. You know, it's hot. You got to drink it while it's hot. But then it's like, oh, that was really good. That went too fast. I'll have another one. Well, I'll have another one. You know, you've seen me drink coffee. It's insane.
Oh, yeah. It's insane. Yeah. Chill out on the 6th cup, Brock. I can hear you. I'm right here. Yeah. Dude, I had a Bubba mug one time. It was before a Thanksgiving dinner. It's the most coffee I've ever drank in one sitting. Dude, I almost had my parents take me to the hospital. I was shaking, dude. I was sweating.
It'll get you.
Why?
Man. It'll get you. Yeah.
And here's the thing. It's either you burn your mouth off and drink it when it's hot, or when it's cold, you slam it so it hits you faster. There's nothing good about coffee, if you really think. It wakes you up, I guess.
Believe it or not, though, Dunkin' Donuts does have one that's even more caffeinated, but instead of caffeine, it's cocaine in there. They just put a little cocaine in there.
You don't need any more caffeine.
Just give me some caffeine. Calm down, man. Lastly, popping the bubbly to welcome in 2021 puts you in good company. An analysis of Google search finds champagne is the number one choice on New Year's Eve in 21 states, but residents of 5 states would rather say goodbye to 2020 with the daiquiri. In Wyoming, White Russians is the top drink for New Year's Eve.
White Russians are good.
They are good.
Here's the thing with bubbly. Bubbly is good, man, but it's almost too good where you drink too much of it, and you're like, oh, dude, it ruins your night.
Dude, those champagne hangovers, those champagne hangovers are, because the sugar in there, it'll wreck 2021.
That's a lot of sugar, guys.
I have one glass usually to ring it in. I chug that, take it like a shot, and then I go back to the beer. That's usually what I do, so.
It's like the first hour of drinking champagne is great, and then like hour 2 and 3 hit, and you're like, dude, I feel hungover now.
Yeah, this is awful. This is awful. I'm so burpy because of all the bubbles. Why did I pick only champagne to drink for this? It's terrible. Terrible.
You know what? Hell with it. Let's drink some of it tonight because 2020, you deserve to drink some champagne.
Yeah, we made it through. We deserve it. A nice fancy bottle of Brut from Walmart. All right, there you go. That's your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dub, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 106.